Ignoring Joanna's bossy tone, Emma took a drink of her sparkling water, holding the fizzy bubbles in her mouth a few seconds before swallowing. "Why do you think your home is haunted, Joanna?"
"Not my house," Joanna hissed with annoyed urgency. "Me!"
Joanna Reed had the type of Southern California good looks that came with having the right doctors and the money to pay them, while Emma had the kind of beauty that came from genetics and letting nature take its course. They were about the same age, in the second half of their 40s, and had one daughter each. Both were tall, slender, fit, and blonde. With a hand, Joanna flicked her ash-blonde hair over her left shoulder. When Emma had last seen her, Joanna's hair had been dark brown and short. She'd also had a different nose. Hair and a nose job weren't the only things Emma noticed about Joanna. While her eye makeup was artfully applied, Joanna hadn't been able to entirely mask the dark circles or the sunken appearance to her cheeks. The woman was either ill or seriously worried about something.
"What's more," Joanna continued,
again looking around to make sure no one was listening,
"it's Max."
"Max?" Emma put down her water glass and studied Joanna with interest. The ghost of a dead husband could explain Joanna's appearance.
"Can you see him or hear him?" "Of course not. That's your job, isn't it?"
"You people, your job?" Feeling feisty in the face of Joanna's rudeness, Emma threw the words back to her.
"I'm not on your staff, Joanna. Please remember that."
Emma started to say something more, but stopped when their waiter approached to check on things. After leaving their table, he hovered at the one next to them. She used the time to simmer down and focus on the air around them, trying to determine if there were, in fact, any ghosts in the vicinity. She saw and felt none. As soon as the waiter left their area, Emma asked Joanna in a low voice,
"Then how do you know it's a ghost, Max or otherwise?" "I just know," she snapped. "It's a feeling, a cold, creepy feeling."
Joanna got quiet and looked out past the fence toward the street. The paparazzi were busy snapping photos of the solo Olsen twin as she waited for the valet to fetch her car.
"Yet, a sense of familiarity, too."
She turned back to Emma.
"Does that make sense?"
"To me, it does." Emma tested the waters to see if Joanna really could sense spirits or was just making it up.
"Is Max here right now?"
"No."
Joanna started to take a bite of her half-eaten salad, then stopped and motioned for the waiter to come and take it away. Emma also indicated she was finished. Another waiter came by to refresh Joanna's iced tea. When they were reasonably alone again, Joanna said in a sharp, low tone,
"Familiar or not, make him go away. Now."
It was another order.
"It's not that simple, Joanna.
I can't just say abracadabra and he'll leave. I need to know more about why he's here." Joanna gave her a disgusted look. The kind of look that said, "Then what good are you?" Emma hadn't particularly liked Joanna before Max's death. Max had been the one with the easygoing and fun personality. She'd even suspected Grant and Joanna of having a short fling years ago. The woman could be snide and harsh with others, especially with her own family. Lenny had spent a lot of time at the White Castle home, and Emma suspected it had been partially to escape her tyrannical mother. In spite of Joanna's rudeness, Emma was intrigued by the idea that Max Naaman might have returned from the other side.
"Has this been going on ever since Max's death?"
"No. That's what's so odd."
Joanna took a long drink of her iced tea, then touched a napkin to the corners of her mouth.
"It started a couple of months ago, out of the blue."
"Hardly out of the blue, my dear."
The comment came out of nowhere, taking Emma by surprise. She hadn't seen or felt the spirit when she'd looked around a moment before, but there was definitely one nearby now. It didn't materialize. It didn't have to. Emma had recognized the deep and sexy Australian accent immediately. It was the voice of Max Naaman. Emma tried hard not to let surprise reflect on her face